Tornadoes rake the southern plains.
It came out of nowhere. We were just in shock. It was scary.
The Patriots and Tom Brady after Deflategate.
Don't make this a financial penalty. Suspend them for half the season.
A landmark announcement for a pharmaceutical giant.
Getting experimental drugs to the terminally ill.
Good morning. I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. The cleanup begins across the southern plains after dozens of tornadoes swept the region. This is what it sounded like in Moore, Oklahoma, still recovering from a twister that hit there back in March. At least a dozen people were hurt in southwestern Oklahoma City.
They were yelling, help, help. And yeah, we helped them out. They were under debris.
This woman lives in nearby Bridge Creek.
Camper, boat, shop, barn, even chicken coop is all gone. So, but the chicken survived.
CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Here we go.
Sirens filled the air as they kicked up pieces of debris. The Roadrunner RV park in southern Oklahoma City was hit hard. The storm overturned trailers and ripped them apart. At least five people there were critically injured.
This is a very impressive wall cloud. It is
the thick clouds darkened the sky and brought heavy rain.
We have been hit hard today, and it's not over. It's not over.
Cars made their way through window-high floodwaters near Oklahoma City. The terminal at Oklahoma City's airport was evacuated twice.
Forecasters say Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas are in line for more rough weather today. The NFL's Deflategate report is out. It doesn't look good for the New England Patriots or their quarterback Tom Brady, who's accused of using deliberately deflated footballs in January's AFC title game. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Tom Brady has always denied any wrongdoing. These comments back in January.
I've always played within the rules. I would never do anything to break the rules.
But now that the NFL report has essentially said that the league does not believe Brady, what will happen next? Greg Bedard covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated. He believes Commissioner Roger Goodell could suspend Brady.
If Goodell believes Tom Brady had deliberate knowledge of circumventing the NFL rules, then I think Roger Goodell seriously will look at suspending him.
Brady has denied any involvement. The report says those denials are not plausible. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
New York police say they're looking into an online threat against the blogger who organized last weekend's Mohammed cartoon contest in Garland, Texas. A police officer shot and killed two men with assault weapons. They were trying to get inside. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
In the same posting that threatened the contest's organizer, a suspected American ISIS member proclaimed there are more attacks to come, with 71 so-called trained soldiers in 15 U.S. states. Another alleged ISIS member from Britain wrote, "You ain't seen nothing yet."
A major drug maker is about to take a step that could help patients with life-threatening and terminal illnesses. CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch is here live with more.
Johnson & Johnson is expected to announce today it's setting up an independent panel that will look at requests for experimental drugs. Each year, pharmaceutical companies get hundreds of requests for drugs that are still in the testing phase but could save lives.
You know, I think that theoretically that might help improve the fairness of the process.
Dr. Aaron Kesselheim says there is often a limited supply of experimental drugs and there are risks. Johnson & Johnson says its panel of doctors, ethicists, and patient advocates would consider each request and suggest what the company should do. Peter?
Earlier this year, 60 Minutes reported that laminated flooring from China sold by Lumber Liquidators contained high levels of toxic formaldehyde. The company says all of its products comply with federal regulations, but this morning it's announced that it's pulling the products from its shelves. The Senate's expected to take a test vote on a bill that would give Congress some say in the Iran nuclear deal. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The bill would allow Congress to pass a measure rejecting the Iran deal, but if the president vetoed that resolution, sanctions relief would take effect. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
This legislation is unlikely to stop a bad Iran deal.
Cruz and other Republicans have proposed dozens of amendments, but Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has moved to bring the debate to a close. The bill's backers call the GOP's most controversial amendments poison pills that could derail the agreement behind it. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's election day in Great Britain, and as CBS's Larry Miller reports, it could be a while before the results are sorted out.
Latest opinion polls put Prime Minister David Cameron's right-of-center conservatives neck and neck with Ed Miliband's left-wing Labour Party, polling expert Ben Lauderdale.
If the pollsters have all done their job and have really gotten things right, then it will be very close.
So close, it's predicted neither Labour nor Conservative will win a majority of parliamentary seats in an outright Senate victory, and that means each will try to do deals with smaller parties to form a coalition government, and that could take days or weeks. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
In Heimdall, North Dakota, they've been waiting for six oil train cars to burn themselves out after a derailment. Earlier this week, a Chappaqua, New York school bus was caught in the gates of a railroad crossing. That driver got lucky, but many others have found that cars and trains don't mix.
There are over 200,000 crossings across the United States.
The Federal Railroad Administration says 267 people were killed in crossing accidents last year, nearly twice that amount in trespassing accidents.
We try to tackle this problem every way we can think of.
Joyce Rose heads the rail safety organization Operation Lifesaver, which does programs for children, adults, and industry. It's also started an ad campaign.
Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks.
One spot featuring a man who lost his legs when he was run over by a train.
He says, I wanted to save a few seconds going across that rail yard, and now it takes me 10 minutes every morning to put on my legs.
See tracks, think train.
A Marietta, Georgia special ed teacher has been charged with first-degree cruelty to children. She's accused of holding an autistic second grader upside down and putting him headfirst into a trash can. Witnesses say she told him it was because he had trashy behavior, like the Sesame Street character Oscar the Grouch. His spokesman says boxer Manny Pacquiao is doing fine after shoulder surgery in Los Angeles. The operation came 4 days after he lost to Floyd Mayweather in the much-hyped fight of the century. Pacquiao may face disciplinary action for not disclosing the injury before the fight. He also faces a lawsuit from fans who bought the pay-per-view telecast, accusing him of fraud. Just ahead of Mother's Day, a new survey on moms balancing the fine line between work and family. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Career Builder surveyed more than 2,000 employers, 464 working moms, and 340 working dads. Senior career advisor Jennifer Grass says about 80% of the parents said they could be successful both at home and at work.
That's different than what we may have heard 10 years ago.
And the definition of that success?
Being able to provide for their families, but also to be able to have enough time to spend with their families.
Grass says companies are helping by being more flexible about when and how people work. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
A Japanese zoo has apologized for naming a baby monkey Charlotte after the newborn British princess. Voters actually chose the name before the royal birth, but officials at the zoo say they were flooded with angry messages saying it was disrespectful. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, May 7th, 2015. I'm Peter King, CBS News.